At Pupils in the School of Christ, March 28. Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Hebrews 11:27. For the honor of God and the deliverance of his downtrodden people, Moses sacrificed the honors of Egypt. Then in a special sense, God undertook his training. He had yet to learn the lesson of dependence upon divine power. He had mistaken God's purpose. It was his hope to deliver Israel by force of arms. For this he risked all and failed. In defeat and disappointment, he became a fugitive and exile in a strange land, apparently cut off forever from his life's mission. He was obtaining the discipline essential for its fulfillment. He must obtain the experience that would make him a faithful, long-suffering shepherd to Israel. In the stern simplicity of the wilderness, Moses gained that which went with him throughout the years of his toilsome and care-burdened life, a sense of the personal presence of the Divine One. When misunderstood and misrepresented, when called to bear reproach and insult, to face danger and death, he was able to endure as seeing him who is invisible. Moses stands forth superior in wisdom and integrity to all the sovereigns and statesmen of earth. He was generous, noble, well-balanced. He was not defective, and his qualities were not merely half-developed. He could successfully exhort his fellow men because his life itself was a living representation of what man can become and accomplish with God as his helper. He spoke from the heart, and it reached the heart. He was accomplished in knowledge and yet simple as a child in the manifestation of his deep sympathies. Endowed with a remarkable instinct, he could judge instantly of the needs of all who surrounded him. Of the man who is noted for his meekness, Christ says he can be trusted. Through him I can reveal myself to the world. He will not weave into the web any threads of selfishness.